Each week at this time, this station presents Legislative Report with your state representative, Jerry Stern, of the 80th Legislative District in Blair County. Representative Stern, welcome to this report to your constituents. There's been a lot of concern about how new federal legislation will affect Pennsylvania's healthcare industry and especially healthcare insurance. And I know there's also a lot of concerns about what procedures would be paid for and what wouldn't be paid for. And there's some new information on this. What's going on here? Why do people need to be concerned about how this is being implemented in Pennsylvania?
As families across the Commonwealth enjoy their summer vacations, Pennsylvania is beginning to feel the impact of the federal health care law signed by President Obama this past March. For the first time in history, the federal government will force its citizens to buy something. In this case, it's health insurance. Federally forced health care not only infringes the rights of our citizens to choose their future and the quality of care that they receive, but it also tramples on the natural constitutional protections afforded to the states by the 10th Amendment. Across the country, states have joined the fight against a growing and unwieldy federal government. Pennsylvania filed a lawsuit against this legislation soon after it was passed in March. The argument is simple. When you're forced to buy something, it violates your constitutional freedoms afforded under the Commerce Clause. This has always been recognized as a way to regulate economic activity, not inactivity. Government should not force its citizens to buy anything or to pay for controversial medical procedures under this legislation or any legislation. It was recently announced that despite the promises of President Obama and Democrat leaders in Washington, D.C., this new legislation will also, for the first time in history, force citizens to subsidize abortions. The high-risk insurance program under the health care law will cover any abortion legal in Pennsylvania. This is a violation of the long-standing Hyde Amendment, which was passed at the federal level in 1976, which prohibited federal funding for abortion. Under Pennsylvania's implementation plan for the high-risk insurance pooling, federal funds subsidize coverage of abortion for any reason except for sex selection. Not only has this health care legislation created a European-style social welfare state, it's also dramatically altering existing federal policy to protect innocent life. This legislation is unconstitutional on a number of levels, something I am sure state and federal courts will rule in the coming months. In the interim, Pennsylvania must protect its rights by implementing comprehensive health freedom legislation in House Bill 2053. As chairman of the Pro-Life Caucus in the House of Representatives, I will be working with my fellow House colleagues to not only assert Pennsylvania's state's rights established under the 10th Amendment, but to ensure that taxpayers do not subsidize the destruction of life.
Representative Stern, thanks for this report, and tune in again next week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Jerry Stern.